welcome to another edition of the Super Flight Podcast. It's Sunday, July 17th, 2016. You know, last week I said June 10th, and it was July 10th. I didn't even notice. Oops.
I didn't even notice it was July at all.
Real quick, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can tweet at us at the Super Flight Pod. You can email us at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Stitcher, which I think there's actually one person following us on Stitcher now.
Really, wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good for Stitcher. It's really taken off.
It's found some wings.
It's found its audience.
Yeah, it's found its audience. Google Play. What's the other two? Hold on.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, thank you. Oh, my God.
And iTunes.
And iTunes, yeah. And if you listen on iTunes, please leave a review and give us 5 stars because, you know, we know you want to give us 5 stars. High five. Anyway. What's up, Mike?
I don't expect that kind of approval from anyone. If we're doing our job well, that's satisfaction enough.
There you go. I got nothing.
It's a hot day in New York City.
It's a hot day. It's been a really hot week in New York City. I love it, but man, I'm tired.
Do you?
I'm like tired. Oh, yeah, dude.
There was a thunderstorm a couple days ago, and then I feel like after that it was 10 degrees hotter every day.
I know. It's so weird, but I do love thunderstorms in the summer. It's the best.
You're very romantic. I didn't realize this about you. You like thunderstorms. Really? You like weather. You're into it.
I'm totally into weather. I think that summertime in New York is the best time to be in New York because nobody's here. The weather's awesome. You can do whatever you want. You can go to like any park. You can.
Do you also like pina coladas?
I do. Well, if you like pina coladas, yeah.
I feel like that's the way you were going.
No, but you can go to the beach. Like we went to the beach yesterday. We've been out and about. Went to see some jazz on Friday night.
Where'd you go see jazz?
The Village Vanguard, man. I highly recommend it.
Really? The Troy loves going there. That's one of his favorite places.
Yep. I was going to go with him, but then I know he's a flake, so I figured I'll go on my own.
I guess you're assuming Troy doesn't listen to this podcast.
Come on. Troy does not listen to this podcast.
I don't know.
That dude hates sports. He's not listening to a sports podcast.
I don't know him that well.
All right. Yeah, I guess you don't. Anyway, we went to see Jimmy Heath. And who's 89 years old, saxophone player, saxophonist.
89 years young.
Yeah, 89 years young. He was kicking ass up there, man. He was like, we got seats right next to the stage. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. Kristen really enjoyed it. First time I took her to see jazz. I don't know.
Do you go without her?
Well, the last time I went to Village Vanguard, I went with Troy.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, anyway, it was a good time, man. Good time.
That's cool.
We went see jazz on Friday night. City's wide open in the summertime. Saturday we went to the beach, then we went to a birthday party for Gary, and then last night and today we're doing a podcast with the air conditioning on and fans blowing in the background.
Feels good. Sorry, folks. The sadness for yours is the happiness for me.
Really?
It makes me feel good.
Yeah. What? It's cold?
The air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. I know you love the cold weather.
Probably bleeds right into the sound.
Well, it'll turn off in a second. How was your weekend so far, my friend?
It's fucking great. Tried to watch some Summer League highlights.
Yeah.
Because I can't see Summer League because the NBA doesn't want me to see it.
We should petition the NBA to...
We should?
We should. I'm petitioning the NBA right now. Please put Summer League back on so we can purchase it and watch it legally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been watching it at all?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Go to NBA Reddit. They'll give you all the things you need.
How's Philadelphia look?
Not great, but I'll tell you what.
Who's on that team besides Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons. I think it was... Ben Simmons.
You don't even remember anyone else. You just saw five Ben Simmons running around.
Ben Simmons. He was doing everything. Rashawn Holmes, who I really like, is his second year center.
Mm-hmm.
What's his face? The point guard, who I really like. He's like a 6 foot. He was the backup point guard last year, and he went undrafted.
Smith?
No. God, I can't think of his name right now for some reason. It's escaping me. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Ben Simmons his passing is incredible.
He's a good passer.
He's a really good passer.
Yeah.
I think he'll be all right. I think he's going to do all right. I mean, passing like that.
So do I.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a transcendent star, though.
I think he could be. I think the way he sees the floor, man,
No, I think he'll be a star.
But not transcendent?
Just not like a LeBron James level star, no.
Well,
or
I think
even a Kevin Durant level star.
I think their games are completely different. I don't like LeBron.
I'm not talking about the comparing to the games. I'm just talking about the level of stardom. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I just don't think he'll get up there. I don't think him nor Ingram will get up there.
I don't know if Ingram will. I haven't seen much of him play. I saw the game when they played the Sixers. He's not looking great, right?
No, he looks good. He looks very good. He just makes me really nervous to watch. Reminds me, I was comparing it to young Sean Livingston when Sean Livingston was very skinny and very young.
Yeah.
That sort of nervous. He is really skinny and needs to put on weight. Also, Sean Bradley, when he was really young, I always thought would just destroy a knee or something. He was so skinny.
I felt the same way Nerlens Noel's second year, because he was out his entire first year.
Yeah, but didn't he get hurt his knee?
Well, he got hurt in college, yeah, so he didn't play his first year.
He was
his second
so damn
year.
Skinny.
Exactly, and he came in and he's played his second year. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to break. They're going to break him in half. Like,
yeah, that's kind of how I feel watching Ingram.
Yeah. Those really skinny players worry me. Whatever. Yeah. What about Buddy Hield? You were saying that...
I just watched some highlights where he was just draining threes, but I'm big on Hield anyway. He's a pure scorer.
Yeah.
The guy can put the biscuit in the basket.
The biscuit?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Ooh, that's a nice segue.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, but...
I'm not ready to segue yet.
No, me neither.
Not ready to segue.
Yeah, do you want to talk more about Summer League? I think there's been some standout players, but I haven't really been able to pay that much attention to
it. Did you see Jake Lehman, the 42nd pick, dunk on Marquise Chris?
No, I didn't.
He stole the ball from him and then ran down court and dunked right over him.
Oh, that's nice.
It was pretty awesome dunk. I think Chris knew it was coming because he hits him in the head when he's dunking.
Oh.
Right, and just smacks him in the head really hard.
Oh.
And Lehman went down. But it was really impressive to see someone... Part of me likes that because it's nice to see like a guy who went to school for 4 years and pay his dues.
Yeah.
But Chris is clearly going to have the better career.
I feel like I really want Lehman to succeed, mostly because of his last name.
Lehman?
In layman's terms.
Yeah. Have him write a little article called In Layman's Terms.
In Layman's Terms.
Explaining parts of the NBA game.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. I would like to see him succeed too, but the Portland has paid too much money for too many people, and if they don't put the trade together, he's not going to see the floor this year. He may not see the floor at all.
Well, it happens a lot on really good teams with rookies.
They're paying him. They signed him, but it doesn't mean he's going to play because they signed Crab for $75 million, and they signed...
How you feel about that? You still...
Leonard. I just still think they overpaid for Crab.
Yeah. But. I'd be a little salty if I was a Portland fan. I'd be happy to have him back, but not at that cost.
Well, I think they're going to package players for a trade. I really think it's coming. Their lineup, there's just too many people. There's a clog. There's a clog at the center position.
Yeah.
And there's a clog at the small forward shooting guard area. They're going to have to move somebody and make room.
What do you think they do? What do you think the move would be?
I don't know. I would like to see, there's a lot of moves I'd like to see them make, but I don't know who they could package for what, but
yeah.
I would think Myers-Leonard might be on there, or Plumlee even.
Plumlee's nice. I mean, I'd want to keep Plumlee on the team.
They just signed Festus.
That's true. And they signed Leonard again, which I don't really understand why they did that.
Well, they have a three-man core, but then what do you do with Davis and Vonleh?
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure. I like Vonleh's game a lot. I really like Vonleh's game, but I'm not sure that he belongs in the NBA.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. He's not even... I mean, I think I saw a clip of him doing something in the Summer League. He's playing in the Summer League,
He's got a beautiful hook shot. There was a monster putback dunk off a Connaughton miss.
Oh, Connaughton was lighting it up, too.
Oh, yeah, he was really lighting it up. That's another guy who I wanted to see get some minutes this year, and he's so far down the bench.
Yeah.
He had a monster putback, but he has a very beautiful sort of swinging hook shot. And the guy is truly a gifted scorer, but you see him in the actual NBA games, at least last year.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, they were starting him for a long time, and just for rotational purposes, but still, I was just kind of like, the numbers that he put up.
Per 36 or
he
just
was
like
so, the minutes I loved him in college at Indiana. He was fantastic.
I thought he was going to be much better than he was. He was highly touted coming out of college. Like, everyone was like really high on that dude. I was high on him. I was like, holy shit, this kid's going to be really good. And I don't know. Somewhere between here and there, he just hasn't been able to put it together.
He's riding that bust line really closely these days.
Yep. What about Tyler Ulis? Did you see that?
I didn't get to see much of the highlights of him.
Oh my God.
I
didn't see any highlights but one, the one that's going all over the internet. They inbound the ball to Tyler Ulis. I don't know if they inbounded it to him. Anyway, he got the ball. It was like 1.something seconds left on the clock. They were down by one. He hits like a 35-foot three-point swoosh. Like, it just goes, there's nothing but net. I was like, damn, that kid's good. I would have loved for the Sixers, if they had any second round picks, I would have loved to have them take him, because I know he's very small, and that was the only knock on him. And I said this before, if that kid was bigger, if he was like 4 inches taller, he would be like...
I want to say I feel the same about Tyler Ulis that I felt about Draymond Green during that draft, where I thought Draymond should have gone way higher. I watched him in college. I thought he was fantastic. He's just undersized for his position, too many people passed on him. I feel a little bit that way about Tyler Ulis, that he's just too small and too many people passed up on him.
Yeah. I mean, the kid can play. If you watch him in college, he's...
I thought he was great at Kentucky.
Yeah. I hate the expression floor general, but that's really what he... I mean, he really sees the floor. He really knows how to run his team.
You hate the expression floor general?
No, I just overuse. I don't hate the expression. Just like... I don't want to use it because it's so often used.
Floor admiral?
A floor admiral, yes.
Floor major?
He's a floor major.
He's a floor lieutenant.
understand. Not a lieutenant. That's not so good.
Why not?
It's just lower rung, you know. Mm. You're just a lieutenant.
If I was going to open up a flooring store that sold flooring, I guess the floor lieutenant. I wouldn't go to a floor lieutenant. I would want to go to a floor general.
Yeah.
That guy's in charge of flooring.
That's true.
So
okay, fair enough. All right. So the floor general.
Yeah, back to the floor general.
He really sees the floor well. I think he really puts his teams in really good positions to score and to, you know, he facilitates really well.
Yeah.
Sees the floor very well. And he has a nice shot. So, again, his only knock was that he's my size, you know?
Oh.
No, seriously, he's literally my size. He might be a little bit smaller.
He's 5'9".
Yeah. He's my size.
I thought he had like 3 inches on you.
Shut the fuck up. You dirty bastard.
You look me in the eye and say that, holding a beer with two hands.
So it doesn't fall. I have to wrap my hands all the way around. I'm so tiny. This is only a 12-ounce beer. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch. I would have liked to have watched a little more or seen basically any other team and just power through the highlights of the players I wanted to see, which was a little bit of Lakers, lots of Portland, a little bit of Philadelphia.
Mm.
So,
I know I really meant to like watch the highlights of some games so I could comment on Summer League a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. It's summertime, man. I got the beach to go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was the beach?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Glorious. See, our method of going to the beach is this. We get up stupid early and go down there and get there with the old people in the morning.
Because you are old people.
We are old people now.
Play a little canasta. Have a snack.
Oh, yeah. You could bring snacks to the beach.
Yeah.
Do you bring your book?
Do you bring pickles to the beach?
No pickles.
I was wondering what age demographic you were. I feel like that's an indicator if you're rocking a pickle at the beach.
Is that a young demographic or old? That's an old person thing?
You're either really old or a very young hipster who's into crafty pickles.
That's why I was wondering. Yeah. We're not really young hipsters.
No.
But I do like pickles.
Not in the pickle at the beach demographic.
Not in the pickle at the beach. No pickles at the beach. I think I got the title.
Not Sandy Pickles.
Sandy Pickles, yeah.
The worst clown, Sandy Pickle.
Sandy Pickles.
All right, we're way off course.
Yeah, a little bit.
The beach was cool. I want to talk a little bit about Draymond slapping people, walking around slapping people.
I was just going to go right there because you mentioned about how Draymond... Right. Reminded you of Tyler Ulis or vice versa. So I thought it would be a nice segue to talk about Draymond slapping the shit out of some dude.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? What do you think?
I don't have any thoughts except that Draymond probably should be aging out of that. I don't even think necessarily it's an issue of age or maturity, but I think if you have that much money, you should have better people around you. They're keeping you out of college bars, walking around slapping football players.
Is that he was a football player?
Uh-huh. Who's a Michigan State football player.
Oh, well then...
He may or may not have slapped his girlfriend, too, or put hands on his girlfriend as well.
Draymond or the football player?
Draymond.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of a bad scene. I think he was in there with a posse, as they say. Mm-hmm. And at first it was a little ambiguous about who was hitting who or putting hands on who. And then the police weren't confused at all, and they arrested Draymond.
Mm.
And I think I read that the Michigan State player, already switched schools. He already left Michigan State.
Why? Because of the backlash?
I don't know, but it was like immediate.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So this destroys my whole theory because I just read one article about it.
What was your theory?
Oh, my theory is why, again, like the same thing as like last year with Jahlil Okafor. Like these are young guys that are like giant, giant fucking people. Why in God's name would you start shit with a 7-foot person? I mean, seriously, are you that dumb? But that kind of throws if he's a Michigan State football player, I'm sure he can hold his own.
And you don't know that he just started shit with Jahlil or just started shit with Draymond. Maybe Draymond or Jahlil started shit with someone who was like, I'm not going to take it from you, asshole, just because you're big.
Actually, in Jahlil's case, we have the video footage, so we know that they were heckling the shit out of him. Anyway,
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, but you don't
know what happened before that. No, either. Right. If and there was interaction before that. Or,
regardless, I'm not condoning violence. You have to rise above this shit.
I am very much condoning violence. I love it.
Do you? All right, fair enough. In what sense?
In every sense. Okay, I just think it's the greatest.
I don't condone his opinion.
No, I think it's a little bit different in Jaleel's case and Draymond. Draymond's been in the league a little while. He's been on a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jaleel was his first year in the league, and I'm going to use the young man comment or like
he
doesn't have the best discretion or choice making. He's got $1 million, but also he's just on a losing team with nothing to do.
Right.
It's like, well, I'm not going to be working hard or winning games. Draymond is working hard and winning games, and that's also another reason why I expect a little bit of better behavior from him, because I kind of see Draymond as a champion.
Yeah. And he should act like a champion.
Right.
Right.
And people and I think it's very clear he's a very smart dude.
Yeah. That's the other thing that blows my mind.
That I don't know about Jaleel, if he's a very smart dude or not.
I mean, he doesn't seem like a dummy.
I mean, he went to Duke.
It's just that, like, you know, that's the other thing that was really surprising about this. Like, everyone's heard Draymond talk on, like, podcasts at this point. He's a very bright guy. To put himself in this position is a really boneheaded move. I just don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he was wasted.
He's probably drunk. Yeah. I assume he was drunk, which, again, it's his prerogative.
Right.
To be that age, go out and party a little bit and be drunk. But, like, at the same time, like, I was also that age. Yeah. And if I had that kind of money...
You got to protect yourself.
I don't know that I'd be partying at local college bars. Seriously. I don't think that would be my bar of choice, even at that age. I'd be like...
Fair enough. I mean, you have to protect yourself, and you have to put people around you that are going to protect you, too. Like, I think that was one of Iverson's big, like, what's the thing I'm looking for? The thing that got him into a lot of trouble is he always surrounded himself with...
Knuckleheads that he trusted. Knuckleheads.
Well, yeah, they were guys he grew up with. They were his family, sort of. You know what I mean? And, like...
Shaq talked about that, too, about how he'd bought a bunch of bullshit when he first got in the league.
Right.
And then he kind of figured it out and he put it together. And he's a little funnier about it.
But right.
He was just like, he says, like, I got an old Jew or an old Jewish guy to take care of my money. Like, he puts it very frankly and very funny. But I just decided to get better people around me who could tell me how much money I had. And because he's like, I almost went broke the very first year I was in the NBA because I just spent all the money right away.
Yeah. And people come out of the woodwork, man. Like, all of a sudden you have all, I mean, I don't know.
You
got
a whole
I don't know
big
about,
family who didn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this personally because... You know,
you've never had money.
I've never had money.
Me neither, dude.
But from what I hear,
yeah,
like
it can
all
be
this,
a problem.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like everybody wants to be your friend. Everyone wants a piece of the action, and like it's very, very problematic. You really need this, and I think they're doing a lot better job. The NBA in general, like, is doing a lot better job with educating kids when they come into the league about like, listen, you need to really think about your future and think about the people that you have around you, and like I think they're putting them in classes. I know the NFL does that at least.
The NFL does it. Yeah. There were some funny things to come out of some of those NFL meetings. It wasn't Michael Irvin. It was Chris Carter who said some very questionable pieces of advice they got out to those kids. You should look them up sometime.
All right, I'll look it up.
They're pretty great. I'm pretty sure it was Chris Carter.
All right.
But I think also when you're in that position and you're 20, 19, you have your family, you have your friends, you have a lot of money. You know that people are there to make money off of you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way it's going to work, is who you're going to let take advantage of your abilities.
Yeah.
So I think even at times from, let's say they're not getting, certain people aren't getting the best education, I think there would still be like not, there'd be questions of validity of who's telling you what information and just being like, this is somebody who represents some business that wants to make money off of me. I don't know that I'm going to fucking listen to them.
Right.
Like, I'm going to stick with the guys I trust and what I know.
Right.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
The consequences, too, of the actions or what's going to happen with it. What was his name? Was it Shabazz Muhammad or the guy from Minnesota? The player, the wing, the swingman?
Yeah, I think so. What happened? Tell me the...
At one of the conferences where they were teaching guys how to deal with their money, who to trust, and, you know, sort of behavioral things, he was sneaking girls into the hotel to fuck.
Oh, didn't know that, no.
So he clearly was not fucking listening.
Right,
he was just
right.
Like, oh, I don't care about what they're saying. I want
to
fuck.
And that's the thing. Like, you can only do your best to, like, put them in a position to succeed. They have to ultimately listen. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with whether or not they're just a bonehead. Like,
being a bonehead and trust, I think, are two major components of it.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't.
I don't know. Make it think.
That, too. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I always feel bad about, like, kids that do shit. Like, I mean, Draymond's obviously not a kid. He's 26.
Oh, he's 26? I thought he was even younger than that.
No, I think he's 26.
All right, then consider judgment passed. Yeah. Welcome to church. Clock, clock, clock. I need a gavel. A gavel to hit, yeah. Judgment passed. He's
did
a bonehead.
Did you see what Barkley said about him?
What did Barkley say?
He was like, good for Draymond. Some people should get slapped.
Barkley threw a guy through the window of a bar in Phoenix.
I know.
Barkley, so I don't know. Barkley likes to mouth off on things that he's been through or done.
Pretty sure Barkley spit on a child, too, that was in the stands heckling.
That was a mistake. No.
I know. He didn't mean to spit on the
child.
He was
trying to spit on his parents. That's what he said, too.
I get it.
He was like, I wasn't trying to spit on the kid. I was trying to spit on her dad.
Yeah, I know. I know. But guess what? You still spit on a child.
Yeah.
I love Barkley, don't get me wrong, but like
I don't think any of these things are unforgivable, and no. I don't think that any of them is my place to judge the person because I wasn't there.
No,
but
no,
at
no.
the same time, putting yourself in a position, the spitting thing bothers me less than the throwing someone through a plate glass window or slapping someone at a bar.
Yeah.
Because then it's a series of bad decisions as opposed to an instant reaction.
Right.
Like you've made a series of decisions to put yourself in a terrible position.
Yeah.
And then there was a bad outcome as opposed to fuck you, Barkley. Like it's just an instant like reaction. Yeah. Like I've done dumb things as an instant reaction before.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah, let's stay away from that.
What's that?
It's talking about dumb things we've done as an instant reaction.
I wasn't going to. I'm just saying I've done it as opposed to making a series of decisions that led to a bad reaction.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's NBA news. You want to talk a little bit about what do you think they're going to do with Westbrook? Because this is really fascinating to me. I really like.
He's going to play out the season in Oklahoma City, and then I think he's going to fucking bounce on that town. I kind of thought about it today that the Durant thing is just the beginning of the end for Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just today it came into perspective that it was like, oh, this never could have fucking lasted what was going on there, and they should have expected this all along. It was only a matter of time. There's no way, to me in my mind now, Westbrook sticks around.
I don't think so either. And I think, well, he's already refused to like re-up with them. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing a new deal right now. He wants to play out the season. Therefore, if you're Sam Presti, you have to trade him like now.
Yeah.
You have to get whatever you can for him.
I would trade him in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God, yeah. And people are talking about the Celtics. They're like,
oh, Bill Simmons is talking about the Celtics. That's bullshit. He was talking about it with Durant, too.
I know.
Everybody's connected to the Celtics through his loud mouth. I don't think so for a second. There's nothing there that makes sense for the Thunder.
No, it's not just Simmons, though. There's other people talking about it. Like, because Danny Ainge is throwing shit out and fucking in the world and like, hey, we got...
My first thought would not be the Celtics. My first thought would be something like the Heat.
Or the Lakers.
Or the Lakers make perfect sense.
I don't think... I'll say this. If by some chance he ends up on the Celtics, it would make the East way more watchable this season. I don't really want the Celtics to get Westbrook.
What if he ends up on the Heat? I think it would make the East more
watchable. That's true. Watchable. All right, so also...
Let's say they trade him for Dragic and Peace.
Dude, that's not enough. There's no way... I mean, I don't think Miami has enough to give them...
You wouldn't take Dragic over anything the Celtics have to offer. Anything, straight up.
Well, the Celtics can at least give you... they can give you Brooklyn's pick next year, which is going to be huge. They can give you their... What's the kid they just drafted? I forget his name already. Third overall pick, Jaylen Brown. They can give you Jaylen Brown and a pick. I still don't think that's enough to get Westbrook, but like...
I think Miami has a lot to offer, too, and I think other teams have a lot to offer. Yeah. I think the Boston thing is yet again another rumor.
I don't think
started by Bill Simmons that he gets to go around in the press because he wants it to fucking happen.
Well, yeah.
He got the Durant thing to Celtics in the press. I don't think Durant was ever interested in the Celtics.
I don't think
that was ever a real thing, but the press reported on it.
He gave them a meeting.
Yeah.
Well, so it's something. It's not nothing. I don't know.
He gave the Clippers a meeting, too.
That's true.
Do you think he was ever going to the Clippers?
I think he probably was until Steve Ballmer started crying. I'm kidding. Hang on.
Ballmer was commenting on a team in Seattle again.
Yeah, I know. He's like, there won't be another one in 2 or 3 years. Like,
there won't be another one ever.
Ever. Yeah.
not in any time soon. They don't want anybody back.
No, it's fine. And like, I totally give Seattle props for sticking it to owners and like, no, we're not building you a fucking stadium on our taxpayer dollars.
They love their baseball team. They love their football team. They're just like, fuck it. We don't need any more teams. We're good.
Yeah.
We're not building shit for people.
Yeah. It's what everyone should say. Every freaking team in
until a Ballmer or some other billionaire comes and is like, we'll pay for the stadium outright.
Yeah.
They're not going to take another team. Yeah. Just that's it.
And it's good. They shouldn't. Like everyone should say the same thing. No, you can't.
They paid for two stadiums.
That's it.
They didn't want to pay for a third.
No.
Do you want to take a break?
I want to get a beer.
All right.
So anyway, back to Westbrook.
Yeah. You just had a really good point. So you were asking me who else could take him. I thought, right. I think the Lakers would be a perfect choice. They could give him Ingram, and give him Russell.
Or Clarkson or somebody.
Yeah, and I think that would be a great...
I think that's the easiest and smartest trade.
But then you brought up something else.
I think the Knicks could take him.
And that's curious to me. What would the Knicks give them?
A shitload of expiring contracts. Any expiring contracts they want.
For what?
Derrick Rose's expiring contract.
But for what? It doesn't have the same, like, expiring for what? In order to get what?
Cap space. So they can sign free agents.
They're not going to be able to sign any free agents. That's the thing about Oklahoma City. They're not going to be able to get another fucking person to come back there.
We've talked about this so many times. You're talking to me like I don't fucking know this. But it doesn't matter, because if they can get the money, you'd be surprised. There's still players who will play for that money.
Right, but they're not going to get, like, Durant or Westbrook to come back. Like, you know what
I
mean?
They weren't going to get them to come back in the first place. That's why they left. They're not going to get a LeBron James. I think the mistake here is that you're thinking of the 1% of the 1% of superstars when you talk about free agents, and then you talk about, like, market capabilities. That doesn't matter. What matters is relationships with agents and the top tier. Let's take it off that 1% of 1%. There's still a lot of players. Like, Allen Crabb just got $75 million.
Right. But what
so if you can give a good player a lot of money, they're going to take that if you can give it more than another team.
Right. They'll get second-tier free agents. But, like,
speaking of second-tier free agents, Boston got Al Horford. He's a second-tier free agent. I don't care how you cut it.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
and,
like,
that's a major market.
You're going to give up one of the five best players in the league to get back expiring contracts? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
but you
want to get
you
something.
Keep him.
You want? I know you can't keep him, but in that case, I would want to give him up for, like, a young piece that could develop into something else. Like, somebody.
So if,
like,
you're the Lakers or you're Boston or whoever, you're going to take Westbrook for 1 year with no guarantee that he'll come back.
That's the and
you're
going to
give
thing.
Up that level. You're going to give up your picks, like, whatever.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know why. They would do it.
That's the thing. Also, I think that you're not understanding. You're thinking about it like you're not going to get Durant back. You're not going to get Westbrook back. But it's a fire sale. If you're having a fire sale, it's everything must go. This stuff's going anyway. They're closing down our store. Yeah. Everything at super sale. We'll take what we can get.
I get that. But I still don't think you have to just take the first offer. And I feel like that's what would be happening if they took, like, if the Knicks threw Derrick Rose at them or something. Like, I just, if they were giving him Porzingis, then yeah, that's an equal trade. I mean,
it's not an equal
and
trade, because
be
you were getting 1 year contract. It'd be a horrible trade. The Knicks would be
for
idiots.
The Knicks. Yeah, it would be idiots. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'm talking about equal what Oklahoma City can get, because, again, you're getting Westbrook on a 1 year.
Right.
Which devalues what you're getting in return.
Right.
He could sit for 60 games if he wants to, claim his leg sore.
And then just bounce.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't want to play for Boston in the first fucking place. This wasn't my decision.
Right.
So, given that, what would you pay for someone like
me?
With no guarantee?
I wouldn't do it. But if you're in a position like Boston,
so
who's
desperate
for a
superstar. Would
you
just
take
cap space? Or New York, who's also desperate for a player like,
I mean, I still
that
think
level.
You. I still think you could get a better deal than that, than just cap space. I would want picks.
I think you could get players, too.
Yeah.
I think picks are incredibly... They've gone from undervalued
to
way
overvalued.
Overvalued.
Yeah.
Not supervalued. Overvalued. They're too valued. Look what happened with Danny Ainge in the last draft.
No, I know. For
Jaylen
sure.
Jaylen Brown, and then he just got a bunch of nobodies for the most part. He got a bunch of just esoteric people. Some of them will have careers, whatever. None of them are going to be stars. He put all these pieces. He just gathered pieces and gathered pieces and gathered pieces and got nothing in return for him. And then signed Al Horford, who is an A-level free agent, not a B-level.
Right.
But you're still not talking about the level of... You're talking about Westbrook and Durant.
Right.
He's not on their level by
any
means.
And that's why Boston sort of makes sense for me for this trade, because they're desperate now. They have so many freaking players, they can't do anything with them. He has all these picks. He can't do anything with them. It makes sense to me why they would throw everything at them to get Westbrook on a one-year deal and say, listen, we're going to try like hell to sign you. That's the only reason that team makes sense to me. I still
don't see it.
All right, that's fine.
But I just think there's a lot of teams out there that would want Westbrook, and I don't think Westbrook's value is as peak.
So what would you...
As people put it out there, because they just see him as a 1% tier level.
Right, and
superstar.
they're not taking into account his contract.
Just like, oh, fuck you, I don't want to play in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Players have done it before. They've done it many times.
Oh, yeah. Well... I don't know. So it's an interesting... I mean, it's going to be one of the most interesting and fun situations to watch play out until something actually happens. I don't know who takes him. I don't know who gives them the deal, but I think they can get something. It's very risky for whatever team takes him, hoping that you can get him for more than 1 year. But it's still... I mean, if you're going to roll the dice, Westbrook's
the
guy.
I think there's straight up teams that wouldn't even reach for him.
Yeah.
Don't even want him.
Right.
He's straight up not interested.
Well, he doesn't fit with a lot of teams' timelines that are building right now.
And the 1 year schedule and what they're doing. And I don't think his value is off the hook.
All right. Maybe that's
like, if you were Washington, would you trade John Wall for him?
Hell no.
And John Wall's not even as good as him.
No. But you have John Wall locked up in a nice contract.
Exactly. I'm making a position for position, straight up one for one trade, and then we can like sort of see the variations from there on how it would work.
All right.
John Wall's a worse player. I wouldn't trade him for Westbrook right now.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, when you bring whoever gets him, you bring Westbrook to your team. Westbrook then becomes your team. He's a one-man army.
Like, for a year.
Well, right, for a year. But I'm just saying, like, then you have to think about the pieces you already have existing and how they're going to work with him anyway.
I actually think the Lakers makes the most sense to me. Because, one, I think they're dumb enough to do it.
I totally agree.
Give up their parts. And, two, I think Presti would be interested in a couple of young men in exchange for an old vet. And I think that L.A. has at least... can talk themselves in the optimism that Westbrook will stay.
Right. And
I think Westbrook would like to be the star of the Lakers, and I think the Lakers would love to have him.
Totally agree. I think that team makes the most sense. I think he probably wants to be there.
For me, by far, it makes the most sense, but who the fuck knows what's going on with Westbrook? He's a weird dude. For all I know, he wants to play in fucking Canada. Who knows?
Canada.
I've always wanted to play in Toronto. I love poutine. Who the fuck knows?
Who doesn't?
I don't actually like it that much.
No.
Do you?
I've never had it.
You never had poutine?
Nope.
Oh, girl, I'm going to take you out. show you the town.
Show me a good time.
Hope you like Molson Ice and chicken gravy.
I did when I was in college. Loved Molson Ice.
Yeah. You get you fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about some other stuff? Since we decided that we weren't going to talk that much about the NBA in the summertime.
I still just really like talking NBA, mostly.
All right, let's talk. Well, go ahead. What else you got?
What else I got? What else you got?
I don't know. I was depending on you. Are there any things on your mind? I'm still interested. I mean, if you want me to talk, I'm still a little bit interested about what the Sixers do with their big men lineup.
Tell me what they do with their big men.
You don't want to know.
They get rid of one of them is what they do.
They have to. But the thing is, like, now since the draft has passed, it seems like everybody's stocked with big men. Like, everybody's got somebody that they like, sort of. I don't know who they give up and for what. Like,
Portland would take one.
What would they give up? All right, who would they take?
I don't know who they would take, and I don't know what they would give up. But if you're talking about equal assets, because you seem to think in the past Nerlens Noel was equal to CJ McCollum, I don't think that they are.
I don't think so.
CJ's
no.
better. But if they were to trade CJ McCollum, I could see them taking a big man or combining one of their big men.
I don't
for a big man. But that's the problem with the Philadelphia trade is that you don't have a lot of other package with it to make it work out.
No, they have a glut of big men, and that's all they have.
Right. Also, I also thought that Portland might be looking to move or open to the option of moving CJ because...
I don't think they are, right?
Well, I don't think they are, but they did paying Allen Crabbe that much, paying a shooting guard that much who's behind him in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah.
They're looking for some kind of trade. I'm trying to figure it out in my head because they just have a stockpile of guards and a stockpile of centers, and their forward game is Evan Turner, and that's not great. So, I mean, I like Turner's fine. I actually don't like his game that much, but they have Aminu, whose game I do like, but still, like, it's not that impressive.
Yeah. It's still only going to get you to the second round of the playoffs. Yeah,
Chief Aminu is a cool guy. I like watching him play. Yeah. When he's on, he's great, but... So what's Philly going to do with their big men? See if Embiid can play and then make a decision?
Well, yeah, I think that's the thing. I think right now they're probably going to keep everybody and try and get them to work until something presents itself that's worth them trading for. Because, if Embiid – I hate to say it. Embiid, breaks his foot again or he never plays or something happens. So you still have Okafor and Noel, and you need to make a decision between one of those two guys, right? Or you can possibly keep them both, and because now Sarich is coming over, you can
have
a
question for you about Sarich.
What?
Did he grow 2 inches since they drafted him? I swear when they drafted him, he was 6'8", and then I was just reading about him or looking at him, and they're like, 6'10", Dario Saric. I was like, did he grow 2 inches?
I think he was 6'10" when they drafted him.
I swear he was 6'8", 2 years ago.
Joel Embiid was 6'11", when they drafted him. He's now 7'2".
Really? He's 7'2"?
He's huge.
He's 7'2"?
Yes. It's not a joke. You should see him standing next to Okafor.
You can dwarf him?
Yeah. He's no joke.
Crazy. I didn't realize that.
He's a big boy.
Because I thought of Sarge as like a small tweener forward, and now they're just like, no, he's a power forward. He's 6'10".
Yeah, although they're saying he might be able to play the three at spots.
I could see him playing the three.
Yeah. He and Ben Simmons actually have very similar games, except for Sarge is a better shooter.
Tallest team.
It's going to be beautiful. Here's my
Your shooting guard is going to be the smallest person on the floor.
Here's my ideal of a lineup. You ready? This would never fucking work, but I would love to see this. Joel Embiid at center.
Joel Embiid at point guard.
No. Ben Simmons at point guard.
Yeah.
Sarge at the three. Noel at the four. And then I don't know who you put it like.
Shooting guard? Stauskas. It's always Stauskas. Oh, that's the answer to all your questions.
Stauskas was so bad in some of
the
league.
You could put Covington at shooting guard.
Covington. There you go. Covington at shooting guard.
What's he, like 6'6"?
He's 6'8".
That's a big ass team. That's like the Trailblazers in 2001 or 2002 with Steve Smith. And
really?
Like Pippen was running the point guard, and he's like 6'8".
Damn.
Steve Smith, 6'8". He was the shooting guard. Like, they could put, like, 6'8 was the smallest guy on the floor. It helps. They did really well because they were just bigger than everybody.
Nobody can shoot over you.
No.
It's like, you're not getting your shot off. I'm sorry.
You guys could put a big team on the floor.
Yeah,
that's impressive. You might get wins just for that.
I don't know how it would work, but I would love to see that lineup.
Are you happy that you just aren't going to be the worst team in the league finally?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm
really looking forward to like watching a few winning, like a few games. Won. We're looking forward to watching them win a few games. My God, I struggled to say that. I still don't think they get more than like 25 wins, but that's 15 more than I watched last year.
Yeah.
Which is huge. You think the Nets are going to be that bad?
Yeah, I think they're going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think Boston's going to get the number one pick. I think that team is so poorly managed or mismanaged.
Well, Prokhorov, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what do they have? They don't have anything. And most of the teams took their players back, matched. They went after a lot of restricted free agents. They lost Tyler Johnson. They lost Allen Crabbe.
Yeah.
They basically have Jeremy Lin and Brook Lopez.
And who else did they get?
They
don't have much. That's going to be a painful team to watch.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
I'm going to watch those games. I might get season fucking tickets. Seriously, someone has season tickets. Some fucking like rich 24-year-old Brooklyn asshole bought season tickets. He's never going to go, and he's going to be selling them on eBay for a fucking quarter of the price. He's just like, give me $100. You can go all season.
Take me with you, buddy.
If I ever get motivated to go find him, I will. But it's not going to be long into the season, like a month in December. Start looking.
All right.
Because people are going to be moving tickets because they just don't want to go. Don't want to bleed money.
I would totally watch that. I would totally watch that. So I would go. I'd go. It'd be fun. Just to see the other team play.
You think anybody's going to pay to see a Philly Nets game?
Me? This dumbass.
Me. I'll pay to see it.
Us dumbasses. Us basketball geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. What about, you know, here's another thing. Like, so the season is barely, like, I mean, it's over. The season's over. It's not even close to beginning yet. And already people are, like, lining Utah up for, like, West Conference Championship. Or I'm like, are you serious?
Who's doing that?
Like, everybody I'm listening to, one of the 19 podcasts I listen to, they're like, everybody's like,
They're not ready.
They're not close.
Did people forget that they didn't make the playoffs this year?
Yeah, but they missed it by one game.
I understand, but did you forget they didn't make the playoffs this year, and you're leaping them rounds into the playoffs from just missing it?
I know, it's crazy. Fine.
They would have been the 8th seed. They would have lost to Golden State in the first round.
Yep. But I mean, I think people are like excited by Gobert's defense, which is awesome. I love watching him. He's all defense. I mean, whatever. It's great.
I'm not a huge. I like Gordon Hayward's game a lot, but I'm not a believer in him.
Didn't he just leave the team? No. Or no, that was Chandler Parsons. Sorry, other white kid.
Yeah, the other one. Both, as we joked before, linked to Portland.
Yeah, yeah, and both beautiful human beings. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I'm just not a believer in that team, and I think that they're overstating it. I think they want the. I think a lot of people want the next little hipster Golden State to happen, and they wanted it to be Milwaukee, but Jason Kidd's a fucking jackass and is really unlikable, and in turn, he makes the Bucks vaguely unlikable, even though their product that they put down in terms of players is pretty exciting. I mean, MCW, woo,
woo.
So I think a lot of them went to Utah, but I don't, Quinn Snyder, like Gordon Hayward, I don't feel excited by Utah. I don't know that I could.
What about Dante Exum?
What about him? He's been broken.
I know, but I think he's going to come back. He's going to be better.
How are you going to be excited about a player you haven't seen play?
I'm just saying. I think that's part of what everyone's thinking is like, oh, he's going to come back. He's going to play.
But he's behind George Hill already in the rotation for this coming year.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll play. I'm sure George Hill they'll run them together, but and George Hill will show them how to play. But.
Well, I think they added an actual point guard in George Hill, and I think people are excited about that. I think they're just giving him too many wins. I don't think this team's going
to
be...
By the way, I don't know if we mentioned, Trey Burke went to Washington,
yeah,
which I didn't realize.
Yes, he did. I forgot to bring that up.
Soon to be out of the league, Trey Burke.
Yeah. I'm not much
of a dumbass.
Kind of seems that way.
I liked him at Michigan, but I thought he'd have a nice little career. Whatever. No. Just kind of a little dumbass. And I'm the team that I'm most interested in watching, the most random team. I want to know what the fuck is going on in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have no idea what's going on in Phoenix.
I don't either. But I have some friends that love Phoenix, and they would...
Dragan Bender did not look good.
No?
He didn't put up great numbers in summer league.
I think Dragan... All right, so neither one of them were that high on him in the draft. And I felt he was way overhyped. Just from watching his YouTube. I don't know. He'll be solid for
sure.
He's
one of those players. No, I don't know that he will be solid. I think he's 100% one of those players that looks like an NBA player. You see all the parts. Isn't an NBA player.
He's also like the youngest. He's also the youngest guy to be drafted, I think. He's only like 18. So he could...
Youngest guy ever or just youngest guy
this
year. In this draft?
Yeah. So I think he could develop. I mean, he's got a really young frame.
Layman was eating his and Chris's lunch when he was on the floor. And he's about... 3 to 4 inches shorter than both of them. So.
Damn.
But they're 18 and he's 21 or 22.
Right.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Right. So, I mean, like, think about it. You project him a couple of years down the road when he puts some bulk onto his body and, like, starts to figure out the NBA game a little bit. I don't think he's going to be bad. I think he's got a lot of talent and I think he's got a lot of aspects to his game that will translate into the game and, you know, into the NBA style of play. I don't think he'll ever be a superstar for sure. I think he'll be a nice addition to your team. I think he'll be solid. I don't know about Marquise Chris.
Young men have their egos are touchy.
Well,
they can be broken easily with their confidence. If they get their confidence fucked up at a young age and they're not built up the right way,
forget
that's all she wrote. Yeah, there's a lot of players who come up with a ton of talent and had their egos broken early.
Right.
And they never came back from it. Not that they didn't have the talent to.
Do you think that he's going to be put in a position where his confidence is going to get broken in Phoenix?
To succeed?
Yeah.
At 18 years old, when you have to be on the Suns, they can't shoot you down to the D-League because you're a high pick, and you sit there on the bench and never play, and then in practice you get dunked on by 25-year-old men constantly. Like, I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? And
yeah,
they talk
shit
to you because you were drafted higher than them.
Maybe. Yeah. I think what you're talking about has a lot to do with the coach, typically.
It has to do with the other players, too. It also has to do that. I really think this, I know, but it's a competitive league. Like, they're there to make money. Guys are going to shit on each other to get those contracts.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not going to let a young kid fucking develop if that's money that could be in their pocket.
It's true.
Like, ultimately, again, it goes back to being a business. I think if you were on a team like that and a young guy was drafted and you're like, I got one more year to play. Oh, I'm just going to fucking look awesome on this dude constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to use this dude to get one more contract out of this.
That's fair. I mean, do you think, I don't think they're going to start him, are they?
No.
Right. So I think he'll be fine, man.
I think Phoenix might compete with. They're going to be really bad this year.
They're going to be bad. I'm wondering about Marquise Chris. Like, I'm not worried about Dragan Bender that much. Marquise Chris, I feel like, could be put in a really bad spot to. Exactly what you were talking about, like have his ego destroyed. I mean, he shot up the draft ladder so quickly out of nowhere because he's all athleticism and potential. But
Washington isn't nowhere. That's he played for Washington. I agree with you. The hype was a bit much. I do think the advantage that he has over Bender, though, is that he speaks English and is from this culture.
Yeah.
And he can relate more and understand a little more what's going on. I also think that Chris is a smart dude. At least he comes away that way in interviews. He comes across that way in interviews.
I haven't seen any interviews with him. I haven't seen any interviews with any of them. I stayed away from the interviews this year.
I watched a few. I generally don't like them because usually interviews are just... You can tell they're coached by their agents to say certain things.
They're all saying the same stuff. Yeah,
right.
Coach speak, et cetera. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you can tell a little bit. Usually it's like question responses.
Well.
Where it's not just jargon. Every once in a while, there's an inflection of personality.
Similar to, like, the Vertical Podcast with Woj.
What are you talking about?
Question and answer. Let me ask you a question. Give me an answer.
I like that podcast.
I know. It's a good podcast. I like Woj.
You don't like it.
I like Woj.
You told me you don't.
I do like it. I listen to it. It's one of the,
boring as fuck.
It's a little bit boring as fuck. I like a little bit more of, a back and forth kind of entertainment sort of podcast. His questions are very insightful and thoughtful. He's a smart guy, and I like Woj a lot. I just think that, it's a little boring. He rambles and like people just, you know, whatever. It's fine. We were talking about, I was going to ask you about Thon Maker. What do you think about that? He's been doing okay in Summer League.
Go for it. I don't know anything about it.
I just heard like, you know, he looks bigger than everybody else on the court.
He is bigger.
Yeah, because he's like 29 years old.
No. Because he's 7'1".
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to translate to the NBA either. In a weird way, I kind of want... nothing against Thon Maker, and this has nothing to do with him as a person or a basketball player, but I kind of want him to fail because of Jason Kidd.
Really?
Yeah. I just...
I think he'll put in 3 years in the NBA. Yeah, I think he'll have little moments.
And then he's out?
No, he'll have a basketball career, but maybe not in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
Why is that sad? You make a lot of money other places. You can make a ton of money playing in China. Stephon Marbury has a statue of himself outside a stadium.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's nuts.
They built a statue of that motherfucker. He's probably got like 18 Chinese kids.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
There's a lot of money to be made other places. It's the true. NBA is not the end of basketball.
That's true.
What that I'm is saying is that true. If you make it in the NBA, just think about the population of the earth when you talk about like the 500 people in the NBA who are the best at basketball in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about that the percentage of superstars, and you talk about someone like LeBron or Kevin Durant. You're talking about the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the 1% just being in the NBA is you have to be fucking phenomenally ridiculous.
Yeah,
better than everyone at this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're just a little bit less good, you can go to another country. And
you can go to China, the Philippines, Europe.
Yep. Make some money.
If you're not lucky, Russia.
You'd be really not lucky. I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about NBA related wise?
No, I'm good. Kind of sad that the season's over. There's not much to talk about.
That's true. I know. I'm going to have a little bit of withdrawal coming up, but you know what? Again, it's summertime. I don't really give a shit. I do need a little bit of a break from the NBA. I'm I mean, this year, because of the podcast, I've been so involved in the NBA, unlike most years past, and I just kind of need a little break and reset the engines and whatever the hell that means.
Let's take up surfing, dude. That seems cool.
Yeah, fuck surfing. I don't get it. Sorry. I don't have any interest in surfing. I don't want to surf. Do you want to surf?
Very badly.
Do you? Why don't you go surf?
Fuck that shit.
There you go. I got a nice run in earlier. I don't know. I'm trying to work up to a half marathon in October because I can only do a half. I'm like old. Anyway, do you want to talk about one of the things that we mentioned were going to be on the docket for the summer, which would be...
Let's talk about it next time.
How far are we in?
We have enough.
I guess we have 48 minutes. You want to call it quits? One more thing I want to talk about real quick. I want to talk about...
Mexican food.
No, not Mexican. I do want to talk about... I just want to eat Mexican food. I don't want to actually talk about it.
Okay.
I want to talk about Pat Riley expressing his emotions
in the media. That was a bunch of horseshit.
I totally agree.
He got exactly what he wanted.
He's like, I have deep regret that I didn't try to sign Dwayne Wade. I deeply regret that deep I wasn't...
regret that I have a drawer full of championship rings.
I deeply regret that I wasn't involved in the negotiation and let him walk. We were best friends.
Wasn't he answering the phone?
Yeah, he didn't give a shit, man.
he was just like walk, motherfucker. Yeah, I used you. I didn't pay you shit.
He's like, I'm the godfather of basketball. Fuck you. Go away.
I don't think he realized at the age of like 7,500 years old, however old he is. I think he's in his 70s.
Dwayne Wade or?
No, Dwayne Wade's probably not in his 70s. I'm clearly talking about Pat Riley.
Yeah, Pat Riley. I think he's in his 70s.
I think he got a little bit worried that it hurt his reputation or that it hurt his...
brand?
No, his legacy, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I think he's more concerned. He's a vain guy. He's always been a vain guy. That it hurt his legacy because I don't think he's going to be in the league in 4 years. I think he's going to retire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think
I don't see him retiring anytime soon. I just
don't. You think he's going to be like Red Auerbach and just be 100 years old and fucking fall down on the court?
I think this is his thing. I think he just wants to...
Maybe that's his first mistake then because he would have hurt his ability to garner players.
I don't know, dude. I think he obviously made the right decision. He was going to always let him walk. And now I think you're right. I think he's just playing he's patching up his credibility through the media.
Yeah.
He's using the media.
I mean, that's a very cynical take, but I totally agree with you.
Oh, I'm a very cynical man. You know this about me. That's why we're friends.
So we agree about Pat Riley being totally full of shit.
That's true.
So we there's not much debate on here.
All right. So what don't we agree with? Other headlines. It doesn't matter. Listen,
all right.
It's summertime.
Summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime. If you guys want to get a hold of us, please tweet at us at SuperFlightPod. You can email us at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, the Superflight Podcast.
We're usually hanging out at the Carl's Jr. off the exit 3 on the Jersey Turnpike. Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us,
you might throw bricks at us.
That's on Saturdays and Sundays. We'll be there most hours.
Oh, Carl's Jr.
They don't have Carl's Jr. on the East Coast. Damn it. Hardee's. Change that to a Hardee's.
Wait,
reference.
We don't have Hardee's here anymore. Hardee's is gone. I don't even know where they've gone.
Maybe Hardee's?
They might be in the South.
So where? What's the? Never mind. Move on.
Wendy's.
Nah, it's too late. It's dead. Right. That reference is completely dead.
Whatever. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our website at thesuperflightpodcast.com. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. And if you listen to us on iTunes, please rate us and review. All right. It's been like really boring. Sorry, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.